This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Attracting and retaining enough teachers can be challenging for rural school districts in Wisconsin. That's especially true when it comes to special education teachers. A program at UW-Madison is looking to help fill that need by connecting students and new teachers with those schools. Started in 2018, the UW Special Education Teacher Residency Program allows students to complete their master's work while teaching in rural schools and provides incentives for committing to a school for consecutive years. Kimber Wilkerson is a professor in the UW-Madison School of Education and director of the school's Teacher Education Center. Kimber, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
How big a problem is a shortage of special education teachers for Wisconsin schools, especially in these rural districts?
Well, there's been a challenge across the nation and in Wisconsin also specifically in attracting people to the field of special education. So rural districts can feel that challenge sometimes more severely than more populated areas because they may have fewer applicants or fewer qualified people who apply for their openings. So I think they can feel it, like I said, even though openings in special education are kind of pervasive, but it can feel especially challenging in rural settings.
And in a small district, as I understand it, you know, if one special education teacher is retiring, that might be a big problem. There's not a, you know, a big staff to help fill that gap while they're replacing that position, right?
Yes. So we have several of our partner districts where the entire district is located in one school, and there may be only one or two special educators in that school. So, yes, a turnover of one staff member can be a pretty significant challenge.
So here's this special education teacher residency program. Give us the basics of how this works.
So our program starts in a summer, continues through an entire academic year, and ends in a following summer, so essentially a year. But during this, I think one of the really unique settings about this is that our students are in a one-year residency in a partner district. So they agree to and know up front that they're going to work in one of these rural districts. They meet the people ahead of time, the superintendent, the principal, whoever else they're going to work with, and they commit to learning and growing in that setting for the entire academic year, and also agree to work in that district upon their graduation.
And this is funded, as I understand it, by a grant from the U.S. Department of Education. What has that allowed the program to do so far?
Yeah, so the funding is through the U.S. Department of Education under a program called the Teacher Quality Partnership Grants. And these target specifically high-need districts. And so here in Wisconsin, we chose to focus on small rural districts and special education specifically. But a big thing that it has allowed us to do is it provides funding for living stipends. So sometimes changing careers or going to school as an adult, a returning adult, it may be more difficult to have a full-time residency where you're learning full-time and going to school in the evening if you also have to maintain a job. So between the ability to provide a modest living stipend and then combined with some other tuition incentives that we have, we're able to kind of reduce a lot of the financial barriers that people might have to returning to school.
Another part of the story is you work with teachers to commit to staying in a particular school district for a few years. How does that work, and what do they get out of that?
Well, one of the things that's really lovely about this program is that because they commit this one-year residency, so by residency, I mean they are working with a certified special educator in one of our partner districts, every day, all year, all academic year. But they really get to know the staff there. And in a small rural district, it can be very different than working in a suburban or urban district because sometimes you have to learn how to be a jack of all trades. You also develop, relationships with families that might be different than the relationships you would develop in other kinds of school districts. So there are some unique elements, and people get to live that and see that. And I think learning in this setting, when you know you're going to work in that setting when you graduate, is a special incentive for the school district to really care about your preparation and be invested in your preparation, because they know you're going to be their colleague in the next year for several years thereafter.
And are you hoping to expand this, to work with more, to bring more people into special education and then to get them into rural districts?
Yeah, we have, you know, this program has allowed us to kind of reimagine, or the funding has helped us to be able to reimagine the ways that we're preparing our master's students. And we've been, as other districts have heard about the program and inquired about whether they might be able to be included in the partnership. Of course, our grant funding focuses on our identified partner districts, but we're just now starting to talk to three other slightly larger but still rural districts about what this might be able to look like in their own districts. So exploring how our financial incentives through our tuition, the teacher pledge, might be able to help, and also what we might be able to do collaboratively, because a lot of times districts have people who work in their own communities who they might want to invest in to become a special educator in their building and in their district. And so we want to try to partner with them to see how we can tailor our program and kind of expand it to include other districts beyond just these initial 14 partners.
Kimber, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Kimber Wilkerson is a professor in the UW-Madison School of Education, director of the school's Teacher Education Center. She joined us for a look at UW's Special Education Teacher Residency Program, connecting students and new teachers with rural school districts around the state. Coming up, if you or your kids watched any TV in the 80s and 90s, there's a good chance that involves some programming from Nickelodeon. We'll talk to the directors of a new documentary that tells the story of the rise of the Kids First TV channel. First, it's the Wisconsin Public Radio year-end membership drive. Bill Martins is with me. This is your chance to support the programs you count on every day on the Ideas Network. Your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important as we end this year and look forward to 2021.
And we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from current members, including a member in Elkhart Lake. So your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 turns into $200, and so on. And we've got about $2,400 left on the table. So let's not let any of that go to waste. Take advantage of this match and double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Just over the last half hour, we've had great conversations. A psychologist here in Wisconsin offering advice for dealing with the smaller holiday gatherings or spending the holidays on your own during the pandemic. Then a look at a real effort to solve a problem, a concern about the ability of smaller rural school districts in the state to keep special education teachers on staff. These are examples of the kind of Wisconsin expertise, the efforts to solve problems, personal and large scale problems. These are the kind of conversations you can count on from Central Time.
And WDPR is listener supported. That means that your donation at WDPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the many topics you tune in for every day possible. Choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
Get that gift matched when you give. And this member drive, you can also choose the Reach Out and Read thank you gift when you give $10 a month or more. When you do that, you'll provide books to children during their doctor visits. Another great reason to make your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's 888-202-2552. We've got that dollar-for-dollar match in effect, and we've got still about $2,400 left to for that match. So plenty of room to have your pledge, to have your gift doubled, and it will go to support a great thing like Wisconsin Public Programming, which you depend on each and every day. Give now at WDPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support will go twice as far.
Sorry to jump in there, Bill.
That's okay.
Count on Wisconsin Public Radio for great conversations each and every day. We count on you to help pay for it. Now is a great time to do that with a gift getting matched right now, a dollar-for-dollar match in effect. Make your gift, get it matched at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support.